The Navy will commission a new ship into active duty in Boston Harbor tomorrow. The USS Thomas Hudner is named after a Medal of Honor recipient from the Korean War. On December 4, 1950, Hudner deliberately crash-landed his plane into a Korean hillside. He was trying to save another pilot, Ensign Jesse Brown, after Brown's plane had been shot down and landed on the hill. Hudner wasn't able to rescue Ensign Brown, and he was evacuated. Jesse Brown had been the Navy's first black pilot. His remains have never been recovered. Members of both pilots' families will attend the commissioning ceremony tomorrow, and we are joined by Jesse Brown's granddaughter, Jessica Knight Henry. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you're named after your grandfather.
I am, yes.
Jesse to Jessica.
Yes.
Of course, you didn't get to know him because he died when he was so young. What's it like, though, for you to come to an occasion like this, the commissioning of the ship, for the man who tried to rescue your grandfather?
Jesse and Tom's stories have been intertwined since that fateful day on December 4th. But as a kid, Tom was always sort of a part of our lives, attending many events, usually honoring Jesse as part of Black History programs or other ways to commemorate the first Black naval aviator, which was my grandfather. So this sort of feels like a natural occurrence in that sort of series of things. It's been great for the focus to be on Tom and like having a ship named after him and all of the activities and events that have led us to this day. So just really excited to be here. And, you know, we've gotten to know the families even better. We were always, you know, in touch with one another and occasionally got to spend time with each other. But beyond just seeing Tom, but getting to know his son and Georgia, his wife, even better, and the various siblings and now the little kids, it's just been great.
I want to get to more of your relationship with the Hudner family, but tell us first about your grandfather. I know he was the son of a sharecropper, and he faced an awful lot in terms of racism at the time, both in the South and in the military. What did he face in becoming the first black Navy pilot?
Racism is very real. It still exists and was a very significant part of Jesse's story. He faced discrimination on a number of levels. My grandmother would tell this story of Jesse in his naval dress white uniform and she walking down the street. And a group of white men in a vehicle noticed him, drove away, and then came back and threw eggs at him because they, you know, said, you know, obviously the N-word that he didn't deserve to be in that uniform. And so I think the irony of that was that later the tax building in my hometown of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, was named for my grandfather on that same very street where this incident occurred. So there were lots of stories like that that, you know, we've heard of and how he persevered in spite of.
And your relationship that you've had with the Hudner family, what has that been like?
It's been amazing. I mean, Tom has been a very integral part of my life since I was a very, very small child.
Did he want to get to know you?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there was, I think the amazing testimony of their story was that Tom and my grandmother kept in constant contact. Mm-hmm. You know, it was beyond just a Christmas card list sort of thing. And Tom also helped my grandmother by helping to pay for her to go back to college after the fact. So we think that, you know, that trajectory and that relationship put us on a course with my family. But Tom was such a figure in my life that I felt like he was almost, you know, this grandfatherly figure. So it was just this natural thing that, you know, a lot of ways I didn't even realize the sort of epicness of the story and who they were, because he was just another person that was, you know, very familiar.
So Tom Hudner died 1 year ago. And you've had a lot of occasions to be together. He's not going to be there tomorrow when the Navy commissions a new ship for him. Of course, your grandfather died in Korea. What is this occasion like for you, given what's transpired?
You know, it's bittersweet. We've been at the beginning of this process having Tom around and sort of seeing him get to play a significant role in this. to not have Tom with us is certainly difficult, because you would have wanted to see this sort of fully realized with him here. But when Tom was buried at Arlington Cemetery, you know, it was just a nice thought to think that they're finally reunited. And, you know, I think Jesse would have said, you know, well done, Tom, you know, a life well lived.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica Knight Henry, her grandfather, Ensign Jesse Brown, the first Black Navy combat pilot, died in the Korean War in 1950. A Navy destroyer, the USS Thomas Hudner, is named after the pilot who tried to save Jesse Brown and will be commissioned into active duty tomorrow in Boston Harbor. Thank you again.
Thanks.